It's the 22nd of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A hearing into the death of Lucas Pollard has many questioning an ambulance employee policy that might have made a difference. The 14-year-old Pollard from Leighton Buzzard was riding an electric dirt bike, won in a raffle by his mother, with a 15-year-old friend as his passenger. Pollard lost control of the bike, leading to his death. His friend survived. An ambulance took 15 minutes to arrive from Luton, even though a rapid response vehicle was within 3 minutes of the accident. A 30-minute end-of-shift wellbeing policy means that paramedics are not obliged to respond. Luton and Dunstable Hospital doctor David Kirby said that even if the incident had taken place outside the hospital, the boy's injuries were so extensive that the outcome would not have changed. The ambulance service is currently reviewing its policy. Bedford has seen the elimination of 8 Grant Palmer and Stagecoach bus services over the last year and a half. The latest casualty, Stagecoach Route 2 to Flitwick, Ampthill, Bedford Retail Park and Elstow's Park and Ride will disappear on Valentine's Day. Cuts are occurring at a time when bus usage is on the rise due to the subsidised £2 fare. Bedford's fitness and leisure venues will be closed from the 1st to the 3rd of February. The doors will be shut temporarily while Charitable Social Enterprise GLL take over facility maintenance functions from Fusion Lifestyle. Councillor Sarah Gallagher said, "We are delighted to welcome GLL as our new provider of leisure centre services. This new partnership will create new opportunities for active leisure in Bedford Borough." The May Bank Holiday weekend could see Luton's Stockwood Park hosting a 3-day music festival produced by one of the industry's biggest event promoters, Melvin Benn. A meeting at Luton Town Hall later today will determine the outcome of the application. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.